And it's time now for our weekly look at planet Earth. And Richard Hollingham is looking at tidal energy this week. He met Judith Wolfe and Nick Yates from the National Oceanography Centre in Liverpool on a very foggy day by Liverpool's Albert Dock. And Judith began by outlining the potential energy contained in the River Mersey.
If we consider Liverpool itself, we have a 10-metre tidal range at Springs. That is one of the highest in the UK, almost the highest in the world. That energy can be captured in various ways by running a barrage with turbines. The other kind of energy is the kinetic energy of the flow of the tide. And in straits and estuary mouths like here, we can get really large flows, which could be several knots of water speed, and that energy can also be harnessed.
10 metres?
That's between low tide and high tide, yes, on the maximum spring tidal range.
So potentially a phenomenal amount of energy there.
That's right, yes. The amount of energy you can get from a tide in an estuary is related to the area that's behind the mouth of the estuary, the area inside the estuary, and the tidal range at the mouth.
Now, Nick, you were an engineer and you've been studying the potential of tides around the UK. Mm-hmm. What did you actually do?
The study in question was a computer simulation that took a computer model, and into that model we can see the tidal wave coming in, and then into the model we're able to simulate barrages in particular across estuaries, because as Judith said, the energy you get is proportional to the area and also the tidal range. And so the ideal place for a barrage to exploit tidal range, which is a physical structure which allows you to delay tidal motions and get a water level difference like conventional hydropower, and actually behind you, you can't see the other side, but the Mersey, you've got geography helping you, it's only a kilometre across. So for a relatively short physical structure, you can then place turbines in that and get, relatively speaking, a large amount of energy. So just to give you an example for the Mersey, that would be something like a terawatt hour, which is a difficult number to get your head on, but you're probably talking somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million houses electricity from that one structure.
So how much energy could you generate in the UK from the tide?
We think it's going to be at least 20%. 15% from tidal range, with barrages over the major estuaries, plus 5% from tidal stream, which is from the fast motion of currents.
And what sort of structures? Like a conventional hydroelectric plant with turbines? Or we see these wave generators with almost like sort of bobbing buoys going up and down.
Yeah, the structure for tidal range, if you like, it's like a harbour, actually. It's very similar technology. So you'd have rock, and then you would have probably concrete caissons where you've got turbines and sluice gates.
And what about the environmental consequences of putting something like that on an estuary like this one here?
Well, some of the environmental concerns are very much about intertidal habitats in estuaries. Estuaries are very productive areas and are very important for migratory birds and fish, particularly some of the mud waders and feeding birds on the estuary. Many people are concerned that the habitats that they exploit will disappear. One of the things we did in an earlier study was to actually estimate how we could best minimise that impact. If you run the barrage on ebb and flood generation, you can actually modify the amount of habitat that's lost and minimise the amount that's lost.
Now, you looked at this across the UK, so different sites. Presumably some are more suitable than others.
Yes, that's true. I mean, for a tidal barrage, we're looking for the maximum tidal range. And the Mersey is particularly nice because it has a very narrow mouth, and therefore you would build the minimum length of dam across it in order to capture a moderately large amount of energy. So the energy would be relatively cheap here.
And so the dam wouldn't have to go the right away across the mouth. It would just go across a small amount.
It would have to close off the estuary completely, but the tide would still flow through the dam, through the sluices and turbines.
And how does this compare, say, Nick, with wind power and other forms of alternative energy generation?
The key thing with tidal, it is the renewable energy you can set your watch by. And so that predictability in particular is extremely important. It's funny, I was just reading recently from Ofgem some figures about the variability of wind, which went from 9 megawatts to 3 gigawatts within the space of 3 days. But that's not to say it's an either-or. I actually think we're going to need all of them, particularly to replace what we get from fossil fuels, but also if we move to electric vehicles, demand's going to go up.
Nick Yates and Judith Wolfe from the National Oceanography Centre in Liverpool. And you can find out more on our website from Planet Earth at nakedscientist.com/planet Earth.